Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lykin. How may I help you today?
Yes, I want to ask you some question because I sent you the email that I want to change address and then change the email address, and then I want to ask about my information that you charge money from the shipping that I paid you, and then now it's already over 1 week. Because your email that you sent to me is about the survey.
All right, let me see if I can pull it up for you. What's your zip code?
The zip code 01854.
First and last name.
My license plate.
I'm sorry, what was that?
My license plate. Because
what's your phone number?
The phone number is 781-820-0605.
I don't see you here. Give me 1 second. And spell your last name for me.
Alay Sumit.
Spell it.
M is Min Mary. A, Apple. L, Linda. A, Apple. I. Malay. And the last name, S-S-M-O-M, M is Mary. E, Elephant. T, Tom. H, Henry.
All right, I'm not pulling up anything for you. How much is the charge for?
Sorry, ma'am.
Hold up. Give me 1 second. Let me try to put you in my other system. Just one moment.
Okay.
All right, and what's your zip code again?
01854.
And what was your first and last name again?
Malay Sumit.
I don't see that. First name?
First name?
Yes.
Malay. First name is Malay. M-A-L-A-I. And the last name, S-O-M-E-T-H.
M-A-L-I. I don't see that. Give me one.
Yeah, M-A-L-A-I.
Oh, M-A-L-A-I.
Yeah, M-A-L-A-I. Elsa Linda.
Okay, let's see here. No, I don't. How much is the charge for on your account?
What is your company? And then I get one email that says, congratulations, you are the lucky one online winner of a brand new sweep speaker, the Apple iPhone 12, right?
Yeah, we just supply for online vendors, so I wouldn't know what they charge you for unless I pull up an account for you.
They charge me for shipping fee only with the $19, and I check in my account first because I pay with the OpenSky credit card.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And when did you do that?
31st, last month. They charge me, you know, they charge me 1973 on May 31st.
Okay, I'm putting in your information and I'm not pulling up you unless you want to provide the card that they build you on. Yeah, it's not pulling you up.
So you check it, you don't see anything, right?
No, I don't see anything unless you want to provide the cart they build you the shipping on.
You know that I told you we have a what is it that with the survey that win the phone, and then they charge me only for shipping fee, and then they send to me, they say 1 week will arrive here, but now already for 10 days.
So what's the name of the product that you, what is the product that you paid the shipping for? What's the name of that?
The phone.
It was a phone? Okay.
Yeah, Apple phone 12 Pro.
Yeah, so probably what it is, I think that's one of those contest entries where you just pay the shipping to put in to win, and then it probably turns into something else, and it's probably a monthly subscription if you have a charge on your account.
No, 12 Pro, generally Apple 12 iPhone.
Have you received anything in the mail?
I put the wrong email, you know. The first I put the alec.solida2017@gmail.com. But I put alec.soloda because O to I. But I think that it's not a big deal with the email because they got everything and then they charge me everything and then they put they say to me that they not say just only I give the address to send to me already everything. So they will, I think, oh, they will send to my address already.
Oh, okay. So have you received anything in the mail?
No, I don't see anything now.
Oh, okay.
So they charge me for $19 and okay. So they will now is they sending to me already or not yet? I need to waiting for a couple days more.
Yeah, I would just say wait, and if you don't receive it in a couple of days, just try and call back and see if we can pull up an account for you.
Okay, so can you change the address for me, please?
I'm sorry.
Can you change the email address? Easy to get
information I don't know. I from. Can't. Yeah, I can't pull up your account. You're not pulling up for me.
Okay, the new my correct email address is Alex A-L-E-X.
No, what I'm saying is I can't pull you up to change your email. You're not pulling up in the system, so I can't change it.
Oh, you cannot change it?
No, because you're not pulling up for me.
What do you mean?
That means I haven't found an account for you.
Oh, you cannot. Why you cannot find my account? Because I tell the correct name, the correct phone number. Because when they fill out the form in over there, when I survey and answer and win, see, a brand new iPhone 12, and then the text away now, and then I did it, and then when the courage everything, and then they put my name, my address, my phone number, I already did it. So how can they do?
Yeah, like I said, unless you want to provide the card that you were billed on, you're not pulling up. Do you want to provide the card that you pay the shipping for?
Oh, the card? The card that I pay, right?
Yes, whatever card you paid with.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can tell you. The card is a credit card. What do you want to know? Number or name of the card?
Give me the first six first.
Six, the six number first, right?
Yes.
4-6-2-1-9-2.
All right, and then the last four.
Last four, 1-3-0-5.
Okay. Let me see if I can pull up something for you here.
Okay.
And what did you say your first and last name was again?
Malai Sumit.
No, this is Sean Gunder. S-O-L-I-D-A-T-E-K. Is that you?
Yeah, that is my roommate too. That's one's my roommate that she tried to do the same to me, but she got not phone. It's something wrong, and then she told me to cancel it. So
that account has already been canceled.
Well, re-canceled, but they still charge her. Why they still charge her for $39?
Okay. I don't see the verify the address.
Yeah, the address is same to me. It's a little nearby me. It's 95 Mount Washington. 95 Mount Washington Street. Low. Yeah, apartment 2. Lowell, Lowell, MA01854.
Okay, so yeah, I have this account pulled up. It's for a contest entry, and looks like it was already canceled out.
Canceled, but now they still charge her $39.85.
That is correct. She signed for, this is for a meal plan where you go online to be able to view, just say like if you were on a diet, you could go in and put in all your calories and nutritionists and things like that. That's what this is for.
Yeah, but the first thing, She tried to the survey with the phone the same to me, but they said, oh, you congratulations, you get it. But when I read it, it said no phone with a diet something, and then, no, I don't need it. So I just told me, hey, please send the cancel for her, and then I emailed to you, and it just cancel already. So why they still charge her?
Yes, because whenever you sign it for the meal plan app, they charge you, and then you have access to it for 30 days, even though it's canceled.
Oh, for 30 days, for one month?
Yes.
So, okay, I'm waiting for 30 days, okay? I will tell her that waiting for 30 days. If 30 days no cancel, I will contact you again, or I can contact to the bank.
Her account is already canceled. The only thing that we can do is refund her at a 75% because, like I said, she still has access to it. So we can do a 75% refund, and it's already canceled if you want to do that.
Only 75%?
So we can give her a 75% refund on that charge, and it's already canceled.
Already canceled? No, we don't have anything.
Okay, what I'm saying is, would you like to do a 75% refund on the charge? Her account is canceled. That way she won't be billed in the future.
Oh, in the future. So in the future, they will charge again, right?
No. It's canceled. That means they will not charge in the future.
Oh.
And then they can give her a 75% refund on the $39.85 charge because even though it's canceled, she still has access to it for 30 days.
So you mean the 30 day more, they will send her again, right?
No. She's just able to go onto the site to view the meal plan, which is what was signed up for, yes, but she's already canceled. Give me one second.
Canceled.
Yeah, okay. Everything is canceled. Give me one second. I will go ahead and do the refund. Just tell her to check her account within 3 to 5 business days.
By Disney Day, but now I saw they still charge $39.85.
That's what she was just refunded. That's what I just said. She was refunded for that charge. Tell her to check her account within 3 to 5 business days.
5 business day.
We're correct.
But already now 10 days already. Because the same day of me, because she used my account to pay it, you know, because she paid me with the cash because she has no credit card, and then say, okay, you can pay first with a phone. So she want to get a phone, but when
this is not for a phone. She will not be getting a phone. This is for a meal plan. It has been canceled, and she'll get a refund for $39.85. Within 3 to 5 business days.
How many days?
3 to 5.
Yeah, 3 to 5 days, but now it's already 10 days, but they don't...
Charge was just refunded, sir. You're not going to see it on your account. You need to give it 3 to 5 days from today.
Oh, from today, not from...
Yeah, so give it a week.
Okay, I hope.
And then give us a call back if you don't. Yeah, if you don't see the refund on your card, then give us a call back.
Okay, from now is 3 to 5 days, okay?
Yes.
So now we are about her. I will tell her, okay? She worry about that because she don't pay money to me now. So how about my cash?
I'm sorry, what was that?
How about my cash? That about my cash that about the 412. Because I don't, nobody send me the phone and then they.
Okay, there's no phone,
me.
Sir. You're not going to get a phone. Like I said, this is for a meal plan that has been canceled. That is what you're getting the refund for. You will not receive a phone.
Not see the phone? For me name, not her. No, I don't want to talk with her again. I don't want to talk with the Solida about the Solida. Talk about me, my name.
Okay, I don't have an account pulled up for you.
Why?
Because I pulled up the your information pulled up for her.
No, the first my license made, and they charged me for $19.73 for the shipping fee. You understand? For the shipping fee.
Okay, yes, sir.
I
told you that was not pulling up for me.
Oh. So
it's not pulling up.
So now I need to contact to my bank to refund money back and try to contact
yes,
you.
Yes, if you would like to do that, you can do that. Yes, you're not pulling up for me.
Yeah, why not pulling up for me? Because the list is what light tele doctor, the charge from a light tele doctor online. Your company or what?
Like I said, sir, I don't know what you signed up for. We don't have anything for $19, and you're not pulling up for me. You just need to contact your bank about that.
But everything in email. Because they charge from Light Tele Doctor online. And when... so they said, oh, you... Congratulations, you get the phone 12, and then they ask about my information, and then the card. I forget to take the picture of the receipt number. So now I have a rumor, I don't know who that. Oh, they charged me $77.88 again. Light Tele Doctor online. The same.
Yeah, like so, I said, you just need to call your bank. We do not have an account for you, sir.
Yeah, I don't know who charged me again with the same, I think, with the same company. But the company is from your phone number, too. In the email, it's from your phone number, I think, from you all. All of you the same. CS, the email that cs@topmail, the same company.
Yeah, like I said, the only information that pulled up was this account, which is already canceled and refunded. Like I said, you need to call your bank and let them know about the charges.
So your refund is to my bank account, right? To my credit account, right?
Yes, for the $39.85, yes. Contact your bank about the other call. Is there anything else we can help you with today?
So you saw that you checked my name. It's not to, you don't see my name?
Correct.
I don't make that. Okay, I will contact to the bank right now. Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.